Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nobody on. 10-6 LSU lead. Bottom of the ninth. Two outs. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Tigers win. Tigers win.
Talking LSU baseball, you heard that call on the New Orleans Saints LSU Sports Radio Network, I should say, and the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, who is joining us right now. Chris, thanks so much for the time as you prepare for that big matchup against West Virginia starting tomorrow at the box. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. Good to join you. And, yeah, it's an exciting time of the year. It was just spent this afternoon watching a little super regional baseball from Louisville, Kentucky, now Corvallis, Oregon, and we get ready to get it going in the box coming up tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, for all the complaining I was doing about these late start times for the Tigers, tomorrow that 1 o'clock first pitch, going to be a heat wave out there. So interested to see how that goes. Is there hopefully plenty of good AC in the broadcast booth for you?
Yeah, we're going to try to do everything we can. Yeah, we were all excited Tuesday. We were like, oh, finally, 1 o'clock. And then, of course, the forecast started to come out and a heat index of 110, and it's like, it's going to be a warm one there, but yeah, we'll make it through. If the players can play, we can sit in an air conditioned booth and call it.
Amen. I'll take heat over rain any day.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so Chris, you know, what is kind of your early scouting report on West Virginia? I don't think it's a team that a lot of LSU fans probably watched a lot, but you know, small ball is going to be said a lot on the broadcast this week, I imagine.
Yeah, they're a pesky bunch. I mean, they're impressive. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but an impressive road record, which is that's not easy to do. I don't care what league you're in or what division you're in, what level of baseball you're playing. To be able to go out on the road and get, I think, 25-plus wins is pretty impressive. And, you know, you look at what they did this past weekend on the road in Clemson at that Clemson Regional. A team in West Virginia that, goodness knows, guys, a couple of weeks leading into the end of the regular season, they were expected to maybe host there in Morgantown. Didn't work out. A couple of stumbles down the stretch. They find themselves in the Clemson Regional and, you know, just find a way to win in those games without a lot of extra base hits, without a lot of home runs. They're not a big home run hitting team. They just find ways to win, and that certainly has to be concerning if you're LSU. I mean, you look at how they got through the Clemson Regional. They had a little bit of magic and some good fortune go their way late to get out of there. So, you know, teams that know how to win, that's a dangerous group, whether you're playing at home or on the road. So I know LSU's well aware of what they got coming in with the Mountaineers.
Chris, I know you're well aware Jay Johnson hates giving us any indications of who's going to be pitching for him. There's been no announcement from the Tigers yet if it's going to be Kate Anderson or Anthony Ianson. Do you have any kind of read or who you think will be on the mound for the Tigers starting tomorrow?
No, I have no inside information. I will see Jay Johnson for the first time since Monday night coming up tomorrow. So my gut tells me Kate Anderson went in game two. on Saturday and pitched to Jim against DBU last weekend in a regional. If he pitches tomorrow, that keeps him pretty much on a regular schedule of rest. Anthony Ianson, of course, started on Friday night, would come back Monday night to close that down. The pitch number was certainly up there, but nothing out of the norm. So, I mean, when people ask me over the last couple of days, I think it'll be Kate Anderson start the Super Regional. I think it'll be Anthony Ianson to try to win it in two games, if that's possible. And then if you get to a Monday game three, I think we'll all be up in arms in the same way we were going into Sunday and Monday, to be honest with you. But it wouldn't shock me in the least to see Zach Cowan start a game three and Cason Evans be waiting in the wings. It seemed to work this past week. But that's just my gut feeling based on what I know, based on what I've seen this season. But I'm like everybody else. As we say in our business, stay tuned. We'll find out tomorrow a little before 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that whole regional was funny to me because it's like you look at it and, you know, games one and two, I mean, LSU didn't allow a run. You know, I don't remember the score, but there were two blowouts. And then game three, you lose, and suddenly it's like, oh, the sky is falling. It's like, okay, you know, it's amazing how quickly it can turn with that one loss. I think it was just because it was Little Rock and everyone expected LSU to roll. But, you know, we've seen LSU's offense kind of hit some cold spells throughout the course of the season. It feels like the only thing that's really held them back throughout the course of this year. I'm just curious, like, what do you think is the cause of that when it does happen? And what do you think LSU needs to do this weekend to make sure that that isn't the story, that the kind of offense disappearing isn't what ends this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think there has been concerns. I mean, you go back to the Auburn weekend, they just completely could not find a way to get on base. They couldn't get guys over. They were unable to hit when they had guys on, and there wasn't a whole lot of that. There were a lot of pop flies, a lot of ground outs. That's what I remember about that weekend on the plains. You know, there was the Thursday night game against South Carolina where, again, you were just unable to get the key hit with a number of great candidates in this lineup. I think from a coaching standpoint, and I'm certainly guilty of this, just being a fan of the Tigers as well as calling games on the air, is that you're a victim of that moment. And, you know, if you're a coach at any level, in any sport, really, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. What I mean by that, certainly in baseball, is if you stick with the same lineup every single night because they've had so much success, and then a night comes or a day or two comes where they don't have success, well, you should have mixed up the lineup a little bit. If you're damned if you do, if you tweak the lineup a little bit, because wait a minute, you've had so much success over this long period of time. What are you doing tinkering with it now? So I don't think coaches can win. What I do know is that Jay Johnson certainly changed that lineup on Monday from anything we had seen all season long, with Ethan Frye in the two hole, Jared Jones way back at sixth in the order, Chris Stanfield, who had been arguably one of the best nine-hole hitters in the country most of the season, suddenly now is moving up in the order, and it worked. And it worked well, even though you got down 5-1 early in the game in the bottom of the second inning. So I try not to guess. I try not to know how. I know these guys work, and it's as Jay Johnson said after the game on Monday, you know, with Jared Jones' home run after he'd really struggled at the plate since the postseason began. We don't see all the time that's put in the hitting lab and out on the field with the pitching machine. We don't see that. So it's hard for us to understand why certain things are done and why a lineup is moved around the way it is. I just know that nobody knows better than Jay Johnson and that coaching staff that are with these players all the time. So, yeah, am I concerned that the offense has had some lulls? Yeah, but I kind of look at a season in its totality and look at peaks and valleys, and there's been way more peaks than valleys for this team offensively. And I think you go with what brought you, or what brung you, as the old saying goes. And I think LSU, if they can avoid putting up walks and giving free passes to a West Virginia team that has shown over the entirety of the season, they don't hit a lot of home runs, they don't hit a lot of extra base hits. If you don't walk them, I think LSU will be in good shape by the time the weekend is over. Let's face it, they had 26 base hits, did West Virginia in that regional last weekend, and they were the recipient of, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 17 walks and hit by pitches. You don't need extra base hits and home runs if you're getting people on and hitting 26 singles. That's what LSU has to avoid.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, one thing Jay Johnson said when he was on with us yesterday that I found interesting is, you know, moving Jared down in the lineup, you know, it changes things around, but it also changes like the approach for the Little Rock pitchers a little bit, because I think you can lose him in they're not focusing on him, and then suddenly he gets a few more pitches to hit. You know, I just think that's like when I think of Jay Johnson and how he manages this team, he just seems to have this cerebral approach in just moves like that. That I think we can underestimate or undervalue at the end of the day. And Steve likes to say in Jay Johnson, we trust that. I feel that way sometimes. Like, he just has this knack for knowing when to push certain buttons. And I think that can often be the difference between a coach that finds a way to get to Omaha and a coach that, you know, his teams feel like they can get there but tend to flame out in big moments. I'm just curious, what do you think about that?
No, 100%. I mean, I think that's why you don't doubt it. I mean, I've learned that over 4 seasons working with Jay. And he said that to me, you know, in the clubhouse Monday afternoon. I mean, he and I got together. We did our pregame interview. We would talk to a little bit beforehand and a little bit after we turned the recorder off. And he said to me, Chris, I've had a ton of success moving the big bopper down in the lineup to 6th in the order. And I thought, okay, I'm going to pencil that. And, you know, it didn't come till late in the game, but when it came, he was right on it. And he explained the logic to me is that guys are trying to fight to get through the top of the order. We got whatever the top of the order is. You assume those guys know how to hit. So a pitcher gets in there. Okay, maybe they get through the first three, maybe the first four. And then wait a minute. They look up and looming in the 6-hole is the Bear. I mean, that there is some mental impact to that. So, yeah, that's doesn't surprise me he said that. And he was right. That's exactly what he did Monday night.
Chris, you know, you were talking about with Cowan and Evans potentially going in at game 3. I want to get your thoughts, because with what Jay Johnson's done with the bullpen and how confident he was entering postseason play with his entire pitching staff, we know how good and how dominant Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson have been for the past couple months and really the whole season. And if you look at it at a glance, I want to get your thoughts on the bullpen, though, and which pitchers you expect to kind of come out on Saturday and Sunday if you're going to be saving those two guys for a potential Game 3. Because I know that Chase Shores has been one of them, and Cooper Williams has been involved, and he was involved in regional play. He was very, very good in that LSU loss to Little Rock, and just a couple other pieces as well. I just want to get your thoughts on the bullpen and who you can expect, because those two guys, they're fantastic, but they're not going to pitch all 18 innings in those first two games, obviously.
Well, here's a great Jay Johnson story, not that dissimilar from the Jared Jones lineup debacle or movement. You know, we all believe that, okay, Cason Evans got a couple of SEC starts under his belt. So if you have to go into that Game 4, winner take all, I got to believe Cason Evans is going to get the start. Zach Cowan, you know, who's done such a good job throwing strikes and getting outs, he'll be the guy you rely on the back end. What does Jay Johnson do? He starts Zach Cowan. And it doesn't go very well early on, as we all found out, 5-1 after two innings, and you're going to go to Case and Evans. Now, I don't know many of us that would have guessed it would have gone that way. I think we thought it would go the opposite, but there is Jay again, knowing something we don't know, or a bunch of things that we don't know, making the right call, as it turned out. When it comes to the bullpen, I agreed with him that by the time you got through Hoover and you went 1-1, I think you had the guys you needed to make a strong bullpen move that you have to have if you're going to win regionals, you're going to win super regionals, maybe not so much, but certainly if you're going to Omaha. I mean, you got to have more than two guys out of the bullpen that you can count on. I still think they're there. I still think that there's a place for Chase Shores. He didn't have his best stuff on Sunday. I think there's a place for Maverick Rizzi, who I think over time has been a little more consistent than he was early and mid part of the season. I think the same can be said for Jacob Myers, and obviously Cooper Williams. I've asked a lot of coaches over the years, including Jay Johnson, if you get to Omaha, how many solid arms do you have to have? And I think the answer I get most is, if you have eight you can rely on, you're in great shape. You can do it with seven. It can be done with six. I think argument could be made LSU did it in 2023 with six. But you're going to have guys who step up in moments. And that's what LSU got in 2023. And I think you have all of the cast of characters to do that again here in 2025 for LSU. I know we haven't seen it all. I know that if you had to put your mortgage on it at times, you wouldn't do it. But I think we've seen enough to know that somebody is going to step up. Will they have to step up the way Case and Evans did, which was one of the most incredible performances I've seen? Not to mention a guy who, we probably don't call a true freshman anymore, but he is a freshman on the roster. I think LSU's got it. And, it's interesting because you forget sometimes when you get caught up into the end of the regular season and are you going to be at home for a regional? Can you be a top national seed to stay that way till you go to Omaha? And then you forget that regional play sometimes is harder than super regional play. Now, you got to believe the competition may be a little bit better, but you got to win two games out of three. And you've got Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson, and my guess is starting two of those three games. I think LSU feels pretty good about the weekend.
Also feeling good, pretty good about the defense behind those pitchers. Just want your take on the middle infield, especially Daniel Dickinson, Monster Milam. They've been so outstanding this season. That's going to be crucial this weekend as well.
Well, I'm scared to say anything because we were bragging at them ad nauseum when they committed one of the few errors they committed all season. But I think that's an anomaly. I think we all can agree. I'm as guilty as anybody, guys, about where are we at offensively? Are we playing consistent? Are we batting with runners in scoring position? Are we getting those timely hits? Are we getting extra base hits? I'm as bad with pitchers. What's the deal? Why are we walking guys? Why aren't we striking guys out? And all along, forget about how important the defense has been and will continue to be for this team. I mean, we went into regional play with a chance, and there's still a chance that LSU might field their best team ever in the history of the program. That's hard to imagine. That's a lot of pressure to put on them. But, I mean, that's how good they've been. And that's how much I think these pitchers, whether it be Cade or Anthony or Kaysen or any of them, I think that helps them go up there with the ability to just throw strikes. They don't always do it, but they know they can just throw strikes because of the defense that's behind them, both in the infield, middle infield, your corner infield. There was so many great plays Jared Jones has made at first base this year that you forget about. And the smoothness that which, Michael Braswell, who hasn't had the best year offensively, but you kind of know what you're getting when the ball goes down the third baseline. And then the plays we've seen in the defense. I mean, go back to Curiel's play over the weekend where he doubled them up. They needed a double play, and they got it from left field to first base. That's how good this LSU defense has been. I think it's been quiet. We don't talk about it enough. But I got a sense that sometime when you're going to need it, they're going to make the play that makes the difference in either the regional, super regional, or maybe when you make it, if you can make it to Omaha.
Chris, thanks so much. Awesome hearing you talk ball and looking forward to hearing your call over the weekend of this super regional series and hopefully on to Omaha the Tigers go. Thanks a lot, Chris.
it's been a dream of mine to have calls on WWL, and to think that I've had that and can continue to have that is an absolute thrill for me, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You rock, Chris. Thanks again. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers. You can hear all the action this weekend from the Super Regional at the Box. First pitch, 1 o'clock tomorrow, 12:30, for pregame coverage right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Sunday is a 5 o'clock first pitch with 4:30 pregame, and if necessary, we'll have that third game on Monday for you. That time still to be determined.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.